Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. Today I just did a funeral, and I used this passage to remind those at that memorial service of God's never-ending love for us. Listen to this, Romans 8, 38, 39. Paul says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Nothing can separate us from God's love. You know, I grew up being taught that I could lose my relationship with God. I thought you could be a Christian in the morning, sin at lunch, and then be headed for hell by the afternoon. All sins were disqualifiers, but there were some big ones that carried a more serious threat, like dancing, drinking, swearing, and smoking. Movies were also on the list of things that ended one's salvation. Anytime I wanted to see a movie with my friend, the standard line was, "Well, what if Jesus comes back when you're in the theater?" No one could possibly be raptured from a theater. My understanding of having a relationship with God was based on my actions. Then one day, studying this passage in a seminary class, I finally understood that nothing could separate me from the love of God found in Christ Jesus alone. It was as if a heavy burden was lifted from my shoulders. And that day, walking to my car on a hot parking lot in Dallas, Texas, I realized that I was a child of God and would forever be. See, salvation from the beginning to the end is of the Lord. When we trust in Christ, when Jesus calls us to himself, we are his forever. Once we are truly saved, we will always be saved. Because Jesus paid all of our debt on the cross, we are eternally secure. We can live with the assurance of our salvation. Nothing can snatch us out of his hand. We will pass from death to life. Does that give us a license to sin? Absolutely not. This truth gives us the freedom to obey, the freedom to respond to God's amazing grace in loving obedience. Is that the life you're living? A life of amazing grace in loving obedience. Father, thank you for your amazing love. Thank you that nothing can separate us from you. Thank you for the confident security that is found in Jesus. Help me respond by following hard after you. In Jesus' name, amen.